Hey, welcome to the Dafferness Podcast. I'm Alex and I'm joined by Jamie as always. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, so again, this is another Daff-running adventure. Not quite the one we plan to have, but a Daff-running adventure nonetheless. So we ended up on a Daff day out, as we called it. I guess we'll get to that. Won't we, Jamie? We'll get to that. How we ended up doing a Daff day out.
Good foreshadowing, Alex.
Yeah.
Love it.
We haven't done much in it this month. So it's, I mean, this month's just started because we're at the 2nd of March now. Last month, February, was kind of a quiet month in terms of running. We had a couple of Daff chats out, obviously. But I think in between birthdays, Pancake Day, another urgent and primary activities, mostly involving eating and drinking and not running, we were a bit shy on the exercise.
Yeah, I have to say, like I did do some training, but it's the usual kind of have a couple of runs here and there, and then panic run a lot of distance earlier than I should do relative to my last run. So not a great month for training, but I mean, life gets in the way, doesn't it? That's the curse. Wanted to do all these things, but unfortunately,
I really wanted to do more running. Just really wanted to get out there and run for hours.
I've actually never heard you say that. I was like, wait a second, you're being sarcastic, aren't you?
Maybe. But the start of the month of March, we actually attempted to do an event. We were all signed up. We were ready to go. Jamie, you also posted up a race report related to the event we did last year.
Yeah, really good report, actually. I think it's probably my best one so far.
Definitely. And best also report. The foreshadowing in there for actually going out and doing it this year. So the race, of course, we are talking about is the Steyning Stinger. So you can check out our race report on the website. This year I understand it was quite a good run, but unfortunately we had to drop out. So this is our third attempt doing this race, if that's right, Jamie. Have you done it more than that, or?
No, the first time I did it with you in 2014, and then the kind of second time we had to drop down to half marathon because of Storm Gareth, which I think was a smart decision at the time. So this third time we failed even more than last time, and we don't even have a hurricane or a storm as an excuse.
So we've gone from full marathon to half marathon to no marathon. That's ultimately what we're doing this race. No, I was just going to make reference to eating Jaffa cakes, but no, carry on.
We really should. I mean, again, like I positioned the article, saying we've got unfinished business. So maybe next year again we'll be able to do it. But let's see. But we did miss out on a lovely breakfast. There's a breakfast after you finish, which is very well earned. So apparently it was even better this year. Somehow they've perfected it even more, the art of cooking fried food.
Yeah, definitely. It's one of the highlights of doing that race is the breakfast after. I mean, it's not gourmet, but it's definitely welcome after having run even a half marathon out in Storm Gareth. Getting in a nice cup of tea and your full English, definitely a really good way to end a race. But alas, we didn't actually make that. So as alluded to, we had a Daff day out instead, as haven't actually knocked off any of our boroughs since we knocked the first one off sometime in January, in reference to our London series, our Explorer series, however, whatever term we came up for it in the end. So we decided, being as we were unable to actually make our way down into Sussex, we would take the opportunity instead to head into central London and see if we could knock off a few boroughs. Exactly. So we turned that frown upside down and turned up with all the gear and no idea. I've just read that from Jamie's notes. So
So we did kind of we kind of started in the city, didn't we? We kind of dropped our stuff off somewhere, and I kind of we're wearing our kind of our ultra gear, which we prepared for this kind of tough kind of trail boggy marathon in the South Downs, where everybody kind of dresses like that, and it was quite amusing, isn't it? Because we had all our gear on, and trail shoes and kind of waterproofs and kind of bandanas, all that kind of stuff. It was a relatively sunny day somewhere in London, in an urban setting. So it tickled me a little bit. That's quite funny.
Yeah, I had my first aid kit, which is always a must when you're running around Hackney.
Yes, you could get stabbed at any time. I've heard.
I'm sure it's a lovely place. I mean, we ran through it. It seemed nice enough.
Yeah, it seemed right. Yeah. Yeah, I'd do that.
Fear for my life. Then again, it was a Sunday early or late morning. So if you're from Hackney, let us know how it is out there. we've taken a few clips and stuff, mostly of people's backsides as the camera's been strapped to Jamie's head. But we had a bit more as we were a bit less pressed for timing and following routes and the rest of it. We did actually take some footage, which is up on YouTube, so links in the description. You can check it out. Hoping to kind of make it a better version later, bit of edits, make it fancy, but for now I just thought just get it out there and get used to doing that kind of thing. It was quite fun to do, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I mean it's quite a good start off, wasn't it? Like we ran around Queen Elizabeth Park in Stratford, and it was pretty deserted, and the West Ham Stadium's obviously there, but also most of it's a building site. Like I'd done a 10k there last year, and it definitely wasn't like that. They kind of flattened a big chunk of it, and I think they were building something, probably flats. So it wasn't really much of a run around. We ended up running around to the West Ham Stadium a couple of times with like the wind howling. I was like, maybe we should just do 50 laps of this and go home.
Yeah, definitely. It was a bit of a letdown, really, because I'd been there to see the baseball last year, and there's a monthly park there, that 10K that you've written up before. So look like, this would be quite a good place to start. Do a couple of laps here, get some early mileage in. But actually, it was just like, lap the stadium a couple of times. And that's new for you, folks.
Yeah, job done, tick.
Yeah, totally. From there we headed off to a Victoria Park. I can't remember if that's still in Newham, if that touches into Tower Hamlets now, but that was actually a lot nicer park, I thought. We didn't have a building site in the middle of it.
Yeah, it was a relatively okay run over there, wasn't it? It was quite quick, and the parks are quite close to each other. And I thought so there was actually a race going on when we got there, wasn't it? I think it was like, was it a 10K? So I think we were running along with other runners who looked at us a bit oddly because we were dressed in such a ridiculous fashion. It's like a sunny day in London again, sunny morning. People were doing their 10K pace, and we're kind of just bumbling along on the side, just minding our own business. It's quite good.
The hydration packs and everything. Yeah, that's it.
Exactly. Yeah, I was munching on a few pork pies as well as I do.
Yeah, I think the one thing lacking from our first foray into YouTube is actual full frontal pork pie. I think I've got some footage of you starting to play around with your bag to get your pork pie out, but probably could have done more to evidence you actually do eat pork pies on these things. And I'm not just making it up. Although I did make up a bit about you eating cheese wheels.
I mean, which is very well deserved. If we hadn't been running, I probably would have stopped. I was quite tempted to stop to have some cheese. Or pizza. It was a very nice market later on, but that's more foreshadowing.
Yeah, I guess because before we got there, we had to. Maybe a lap in a bit. I think we cut through Victoria Park and then headed into Mile End Park, right? It's a nice little slim park. I don't think we even got to the end of it. I think we came to some kind of bridge area. I was like, oh, okay, that must be the end, and turned around. But looking at the map, it seemed there was a bit more green we could have explored. But yeah, that was definitely in Tower Hamlets for sure. And then we headed back out onto the canals, because I think those three parks were our primary northeast London section, or central northeast London, I should say. Ticking those boxes, and then we followed the canal round, aiming for Regent's Park. And you know, we knocked off, you know, Hackney and Islington on the way there as well, as in knocked off the boroughs.
Yeah, it was quite nice. Yeah. It's quite a nice little kind of. I tell you what, loads of people know about the canal, don't they? So we ran on that on a Sunday kind of day. It's kind of really busy. Lots of kind of touristy people just going about their normal day. People having a nice walk on the canal, and also some lots and lots of runners, a lot of quick runners who ran past us. But I tell you what, everyone was grumpy, weren't they, Alex? I don't know if you got that, but grumpy London runners. Nobody had a smile.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was also some speedy cyclists. Like, I was like, come on, why are you riding your bike down here, dude?
Yeah, I tell
tons of people trying to barge past, and then suddenly you've got like someone blasting down on a bicycle. It's like, what?
Yeah, I mean, so many people must end up in the river or canal. Sorry, yeah. like you were saying, it's just
yeah, totally like my glove, basically, which you you know chivalrously rescued from the depths of the North London Canal or Central London Canal. I don't really know. It's Regent's Park Canal, Regent's Canal. I don't know, something like that. Either way, I lost my glove when I was trying to get a pack of crisps and Jamie rescued it.
So everyone has a moment to shine. That was mine.
Yeah, that's, definitely.
That's my 30s done.
So that's, I guess, the tip for this episode is when you're taking your glove off to get a packet of crisps, hold on tight because it's windy out there. Windy, and the wind will take your glove and dunk it in the dirtiest canal possibly in the UK.
That's a vast life, Alex.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I have no idea if this is the dirtiest canal. I'm just assuming because it's London, it's probably quite dirty, right? But yeah, I haven't actually taken a sniff of it, but I'm sure it's disgusting.
Yeah, I'd wash that. I bleach actually. I'd probably bleach everything that's touched.
I'm going to have one white glove.
Yeah, I've doing that, yeah. Already amputated my arm. But there were definitely some kind of cool trendy bits where like all the youngsters are cool, kind of trendy youngsters hanging out, kind of having a drink in the midday sun. It was all very, very cool. And as I was just kind of running along. So yeah, it was an interesting bit. I mean, definitely a nice place to run, like very flat, just kind of very scenic, very busy. So don't expect any PBs.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially if you're running behind us.
Yeah, it was pretty good. But I mean, we had a little break from the canal at one point to get into Angel. It's just like a bit of a kind of goes under, I guess, underneath the city at some point. So I guess it must be quite a spooky tunnel if you actually have to get your boat through that. Could you fit a boat through that? It looked kind of small, didn't it?
Yeah, it kind of felt like that's how you get through to the other side with a canal, but I'm not sure they limited people to get through. But so yeah, I reckon you can. I reckon yeah, so.
I mean, because a lot of them are like coal and wood fire, aren't they? So it's like doesn't sound sensible. But anyway, that's some of the mystery of journey. To I mean, if you guys are listening out there and you know how these things work, then feel free to drop us a line and inform us how you get from one side of Angel to the other. On the canal. But yeah, so we popped out into Angel, crossed the road, got a little lost, but not too lost. Made it back to the canal and headed over to what turned out to be a little surprise. It was actually Camden Market. Hadn't really thought, I mean, I haven't been to Camden Market in, you know, maybe 10 years. Totally forgot it's actually on the canal itself. So we ended up bumping into... yeah, right into the middle of Camden Market, which gave us a welcome break, a little bit of a walk. Quite good.
Yeah, definitely. And a kind of very, lots of like lovely looking food. So it's very tempting at that point in time, especially because I think we probably got about, what do you think, Alex, about 15K under our belts at that point in time, 20K?
Yeah, I think it was like around that, maybe a 15, 20K at that point, yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of prime getting hungry, hungry time, so. But no, we drove through, we shoved all the tourists out of the way, you know, small children, anyone who got in our way, and we cracked on running towards the zoo, yeah.
It was definitely. And then it was pretty much just finishing the canal. I mean, that after that point, it felt like the canals were going on a little bit long, to be honest. I think actually we ended up overshooting Regent's Park. There was probably a point like during that part where we could have come out earlier.
Yeah, definitely.
Because at one point we were actually passing London Zoo, which in my mind was, oh, right, London Zoo, that's right in Regent's Park, right? And I think we looked up and we could see some netting or something for one of the enclosures. I was, oh, cool, this must be it. But then we seem to still be running.
Yeah.
Quite some time.
I think you're right. I think we overshot slightly, which is fine. So we did have to kind of go through a kind of council estate and various other kind of busy roads to get back to the park. But I think once we finally made it, it was kind of nice to have some kind of greenery to look at again, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Open spaces are much underappreciated in London.
It's funny, isn't it, in that park, it does feel like you're not in London, are you? You're kind of just in the middle of some kind of, you could even be in kind of Richmond or somewhere, kind of one of the Wimbledon Park or something. There doesn't seem to be anything around you. Obviously, then as soon as you step 100 metres in one way, and then suddenly you are in the middle of the city. But so all sorts of random stuff going on. We saw a camel, camel with two humps in a zoo, American football, various pugs. That rich people were leading around.
Yeah, trying to dodge the dogs. And numerous things. I mean, don't get me wrong, I've done this before as well. Where you just kind of like you stop in the middle of a path and like, oh, what's going on over here? Oh, I've just got a message on my phone, and people just stop in the middle of the place. And then suddenly you try to run through and it's like, oh, just trying to dodge them. And it's like, oh, this is, oh, what's going on? But yeah. I mean, that's the fun of running around London, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially when you get to these bigger parks, Regent's Park, and then where we made our journey to next.
We did actually get like a marathon PB, though, despite that, didn't we? Strangely.
Oh, we did. I mean, I guess I just haven't done that many marathons.
I think we have. It's just been like a trail stuff, isn't it? Like, so, you know, the old trip up Snowdon, you know, the lakes.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I guess for a lot of it, because it's on those marathons that are trail ones, you tend to have the longest stops. So it's not like a normal city marathon where there's like a bunch of cups on the side and you just grab one, throw it over your face and keep running. Generally, for a trail marathon, you're stopping and, refilling your hydration pack, refueling, all the rest of it. I mean, I'm thinking this is probably why we're not getting on so far. Maybe we spend too much time at the stops refueling. But
we're just
not
used
today.
We're used to. Actually, we did talk quite a lot. It's like, just another 5K, we'll have a beer. Another 5K. Actually, we didn't run past that many pubs, did we? In essence. So maybe next time we need to be focused more on the relaxing bit to mimic race conditions.
Yeah, maybe that can be our, if we can fit one in before the Belgian Beer Marathon. We can have a bit of a pub crawl one, especially if it's someone less green than the ones we've been doing so far.
Oh, we should definitely get to get some people involved in that. That'd be brilliant. It's a great idea.
Yeah. Mini we do like a
practice pub crawl run. Yeah,
definitely. I think if you have a few pubs, 3 to 5K between them. Let's just mark out maybe a half marathon route.
Yeah,
and do a half at each pub or whatever. Good.
I think that is a great idea. Let's do that.
Welcome. Yeah, that should be a fun time. Yeah, put that on the agenda.
After we left Hyde Park, finally, it was a bit of an unpleasant section of the route, wasn't it? We had to
We didn't get to Regent's Park.
Yeah, we left Regent's Park and then to get to Hyde Park. And I tell you what, yeah, it's quite funny running through the middle of kind of posh London shopping, trying to kind of find a way through the crisscross of streets was fairly difficult. We did actually run past a kind of food market, and one of the markets was a South Downs game meat market stand. So it's like, yes, we have actually made it to one section of the South Downs.
Exactly. Exactly. We just have to wait for it to be die and get to, you know, an animal to die, be cured and brought to the center of London for us to get that. It's definitely not Veganuary anymore. But yeah, we got a touch of South Downs.
Yeah, which I think counts. Definitely counts. So we eventually got to Hyde Park after that unpleasant section and had a, at this point in time, I was struggling. So obviously we haven't done much road running. We've done quite a lot of trail stuff, and it was kind of having a bit of an impact on the old joints. So Alex, you had a bit of a limp at that point, didn't you? Which, yeah. I hadn't necessarily noticed.
Well, I hadn't noticed it either, but looking at the camera, maybe it's just the way the camera's come across, but yeah, I was like, am I limping now? I have had some limping in longer distance races, like over the 50K mark or close to the 50K mark. And it's just like, what's going on with that? Because I did not notice that when I was actually doing the run. You know, I felt my legs were tired. I was kind of, probably if you watch the video, you'll see like the number of times I messaged, we're just going for a pub now, going to drink now, we'll just get a drink. And then basically I was just waiting to stop at that point. Yeah. I think about 30K in or something, I was like, I'm about ready to end this now. I think that's the critical point there. It's like, for me anyway, comfortable running up to 30K.
Yeah.
And then, and that's what training is for, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Half dying here with a cold.
That's what training does. It gives you the flu.
That's it. Stay safe. Don't exercise. No, yeah, that's the point of training, right? Kind of push yourself through that. So, I mean, it's good in a way, but I mean, looking back on it, I was like, my form kind of sucks, evidently. Probably should work on that. So, yeah, that'll be a little goal for myself once I'm recovered fully, is to actually go back and look at what am I doing? Am I doing things right? Because to be fair, this is Darth Runners, right? I'm not taking it too seriously, but at the same time, I don't want to be hobbling.
Yeah. So, to be fair to you, Alex, at least you were kind of, you looked, you were limping, but I've looked at myself on camera while I've been running and I look like a complete idiot. just naturally, my natural running gait. It's just I look stupid, but I actually picked up a little bit of an injury. So again, jumping to do kind of 40K on road running without really training for it. Doesn't really get your body used to it, so I think I've picked up a bit of runner's knee the day afterwards. So stupid left knee. So I've been hobbling about today. Didn't think I had a limp on the run, but I think I probably need to work on a little bit more than just form. Maybe like general fitness, strength training, mental training, kind of running training.
Okay, so have you then been icing the knee as well, or have you just been leaving it?
I think I elevated it, but that was just so because...
Rice it.
Yeah. But I haven't really been doing any of that other stuff. I had a recovery protein shake that I bought. Does that help?
A protein shake will always help. Everything, actually. Especially if it's made with eggs and raw meat in the true Bruce Lee way.
If only I'd known that. I just had milk. And chocolate milk.
No, chocolate milk is definitely the way forward.
Cool, but I think we got to a point in time, wasn't it? We just kind of that's it. We've had enough. Where's the nearest pub? And everywhere was closed on a Sunday, even in the middle of the kind of tourist London on a sunny day. So we kind of kept seeing a pub at a distance. Thought yes, we could finally stop, and then it was closed. But eventually, we found somewhere near Victoria, which was. Which was lovely. Kind of sat down and I cried. I genuinely cried with happiness.
Just the joy, sheer joy. I mean, there was quite a bit of a sprint we had on at one point, going to that first pub that wasn't.
Yeah.
I was like, why?
I was like, no, it's closed, and bitterness. kind of rose
just
up.
Plain rude. Just plain rude.
Yeah. It's not us, it's the pub. So we got there and yeah, fair enough. So it's good training run in the end. I guess we really wish it could have been some dramatic stunning stinger kind of marathon route, personal best time, kind of glorious renewal of our vows to be dafter somewhere in the UK. But unfortunately, we just did a training run in London. I think it was good, wasn't it? We had a good time,
yeah,
didn't
definitely.
We?
I mean, yeah, it was quite good to not be beholden to a time and a distance. It was just kind of we'd just go out there and start running. We had some points we wanted to, some landmarks we thought we could hit, some parks we thought we could run without having a park run. Yeah, like we knocked off, you know, about five boroughs off our list. I mean, we could have probably had Kensington too had we stopped at our planned, or my kind of pseudo planned pub stop. I thought we'd go to Kensington in that corner, but actually we were close enough to just like, let's just finish off a marathon and debate where to close the whole thing off. And I think when we arrived at the pub, we knew the answer to that. So yeah, Kensington and Chelsea will have to wait for another day.
Indeed so.
Yeah, totally. So I mean, that's six boroughs we've covered total now. So that's a good start on the 33, I think, is the number we've got to hit if we include City. So yeah, that's pretty good going, right?
Not too bad, is it? So I guess it'd be nice to do kind of a few individual ones, but if we have to do all, maybe we should do all of them at the next run. So one run, we'll do all the remaining ones.
Okay.
Or maybe not. Maybe
start that and then...
Yeah, I'll let you know. Maybe tag race. I'll tag you in.
Maybe there's a way, actually, that the shortest distance you can do to hit all 30-something boroughs. There must be like a seam or something you could find.
Okay, we should definitely post our route up and just kind of show where we've been running. And maybe there's efficiencies we can be made. Maybe it's like a speed run. Maybe the run we've done, that people could speed run it.
Yeah.
Which would be pretty easy.
Run, looking at what we did, is hardly the most efficient way of getting around those boroughs. it was definitely a good day out. So that was that. I mean, otherwise training, I mean, I haven't really done any training apart from that. I think around 10K at lunchtime once over the last month.
Yeah, we talked about training about a bit earlier, I guess. But I mean, I think after the Christmas 50K we did, I did a few weeks where I did 20K total, where I should have been upping the mileage for an ultra we were looking at doing. And I think, again, I then looked at doing, I did a panic 30K the week before.
Yeah.
Which turned out to be really painful, which was strange actually, because I kind of felt before Christmas I was doing that kind of distance pretty easily on road. So it just goes to show it slips away really quickly. So you've got to really focus your training on the event, especially in road running, because again, I don't think you can hold up doing that distance if you keep. I don't think you can do 30k every week, for example, for a year without getting injured. So I think you have to target road running, but trail running, no. So I think. I definitely have a preference for trail running or kind of half marathon running or shorter running.
Or just 5K park runs.
5K park runs.
Going to the pub.
Need to specialize, Alex.
That's it. Yeah, it's all about finding that right distance and keeping it fun. That's the main thing. Yeah. Fun and daft. But no, I mean, we did a marathon there. It was fun apart from... a bit of gritting our teeth in the last 10K or so. But that's where the money's made, right? That's how you get after it and whatnot.
Yeah, I always think the pain is suffering you spend in training, isn't it? That's what they say. You're going to get better. Yeah, it's just you have to get better for something. And we were getting better for a certain run we're doing, the Isle of Wight Ultra Trail. Marathon or tour or whatever they call it, but
challenge, I believe it's called
challenge. Oh, even more dramatic. cue music. When we upload this, can you add like dramatic music in the background? That'd be amazing.
If you send me some dramatic music, I'll be sure to slap that on for you, Jamie.
I'll get my keyboard out. So yeah, unfortunately, just life's got in the way, and I'm having to drop out of the Isle of Wight race. So yeah, apologies to Alex, because I know he was really focused on doing that after a couple of years back, having to kind of drop out. So sorry, Alex. Apologies. No,
yeah, it's fine. I'll move mine too, and just spend time preparing for the beer marathon instead. Oh, woe is me.
Well, so I mean, that's the next focus, isn't it? So I think we probably need to look at another. And so we're going to think widely and kind of probably locally, maybe where there's some kind of local hills. But definitely the beer marathons are definitely going to be kind of something to maybe to focus our efforts a bit more.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we can just do a few more daft training runs, tick off a few more boroughs, or, you know, explore some trails, maybe go down to the South Downs and do the run that we were supposed to do for 2 years and never got around to doing.
Oh, I'll tell you what, you are full of good ideas today. Jesus Christ.
That's it. I'm Mr. Magic right now.
Cool. Okay, well, let's do that. Let's do that. I agree. I concur.
Definitely.
Sold.
So on that note, I think we'll wrap it up here for this week. So, yeah, thanks for listening. And any queries, any ideas, any good races that you think maybe we should be looking at, drop us a line at podcast@daftrunners.com. So from me, Alex, and from Jamie...
Bon voyage.
There we go. Ciao for now, everyone. Have a great day. Bye.